Reuters exclusive breaking news on Apple's iPhone plans. The latest word from Asia, a cheaper version is on the way. Well, let's get to Kelvin So, who helped break this story, along with Reuters correspondent Claire Jim in Taipei. Kelvin, tell us what's new in this phone.
Well, the most significant difference, I think, is that this time around we're going to get an 8GB iPhone, and this is the first time that Apple is going to have a dumbed-down version of the iPhone. Because, you know, previously every iPhone you've seen getting better, you've seen getting a 16GB iPhone, but this time around Apple is actually dumbing down their iPhone, which is quite rare for Apple.
Okay, well, let's pick up on that memory, because you know, there's some usual suspects we see coming to the market to supply Apple, but what are you hearing this time around?
This time, I think the usual guys again. We know for a fact that the flash drive is being manufactured by a Korean company. And we know in Korea we have this supplier, Samsung Electronics, who makes flash drives for Apple. They haven't actually admitted it, and this time around they've declined to comment, but I think we can make a clear inference.
It's a bit of a no-brainer. Well, let's turn to price point, because that's really key here. Presumably going down market also means a lower price point?
It does. We know right now, for example, that the iPhone, for the 16GB entry-level iPhone, is about $250, $300 here in Asia. But this time around, I think what we're hearing is $150, $200.
$200 US, okay. Yeah. And that's pushing into emerging markets with this price point.
That is. What we know from Apple is that Apple is really making a push to go towards emerging markets. Apple itself said that, you know, we are only scratching the surface for emerging markets right now, and I think they're really making a big push towards emerging markets.
Okay. The one product everyone's waiting for is the iPhone 5. In terms of a timeline, does this push back the delivery of that, or are they going to come out at the same time?
We don't know for a fact, but what people in the supply chain are telling us is that the iPhone 5 is going to come out in September or October, and so I think it's probably a good guess to say that the iPhone Lite would probably come up at the same time.
All right, we'll have to keep our eyes peeled for that product on the market shelves there. Many thanks to Kelvin So of Reuters, along with our colleague Claire Jim in Taipei. I'm John Gordon. This is Reuters Insider.